California's drought has led to a historic water crisis. It's gotten so bad that this week the state's governor signed sweeping new legislation on groundwater pumping, making it the last state in the West to regulate the practice. And with some local wells running dry, those who can't afford it are drilling deeper. And that's leaving some poor communities in the dust. Here's NBC's Al Roker.
Monson is a speck of a town in California's San Joaquin Valley.
So this is our daily life. No water.
And it's here that Gladys Colunga's well ran dry.
So 3 months, you are living without what most people consider an everyday occurrence.
You can't flush the toilet. A precious liquid, yes. We can't shower. We have to carry in buckets to shower.
Gladys and her husband own their home. And while the county's delivering drinking water, they are responsible for their own well.
So where are you getting the water from?
Well, when my husband gets off of work, he has to go hunting for water for us.
The Colungas are not alone.
Take the pallets of water and begin.
In nearby East Porterville, roughly 1,200 people are without water. And for the first time in a century, there was no surface water. That's to say water from mountains, rivers, or lakes to deliver to farmers.
We are totally reliant right now on whatever flows underneath our feet.
And in order to get that water, most everyone is having to drill deeper.
So if agriculture loses that scarce, precious resource to grow agricultural crops, it's not just an impact to the farmer, it's an impact to this entire part of California.